Thursday, March 20th, 2008. Good morning. I'm Catherine Wellman with Ali Werbowetsky and Kinga Jacob. This is Centennial College Radio News to 10 o'clock. In weather today for the first day of spring, expect cloudy with sunny periods. Winds northwest gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour. The temperature will remain around plus one. And here's what's making news today. Canada is considering longer deployments for troops in Afghanistan. Raptors win big against the Miami Heat yesterday, and China admits to spreading Tibetan protests. Motorists driving on the westbound QEW this morning were met with a strange sight. A truck carrying cattle flipped on the highway, allowing four cows to escape. OPP officials shut down the highway in order to catch the cattle and prevent them from being hit by oncoming vehicles. No animals or people were hurt during the incident. The two lanes of the highway reopened at 7:15 this morning, but the cause of the crash is still unknown. An arrest was made yesterday in a murder case from 1974. Beverly Smith was shot in the head in her dining room when she was 22. Her 10-month-old daughter was sleeping in the house at the time. Alan Smith, not a relative, was a neighbor of Smith's. Witnesses say that they have often seen them having friendly conversations about gardening. Alan Smith's arrest has given Smith's family hope after all these years. The case has been reopened twice since the incident in 1974. Public access issues have put Pape Station front and center in the TTC's modernization plans. One of the city's oldest stations is moving into the 21st century with a raft of new features. Michael McKiernan reports.
The next station is Pape Station.
According to TTC Chair Adam Giambroni, it looks more like a Tim Hortons than a subway stop, but not for much longer. Pape Station is all set for a makeover. The TTC has made the East York Station its top priority on the list of sites slated for renovation. City officials think Pape is showing wear and tear for more than 40 years without an upgrade. Accessibility is at the heart of the proposal. The plan calls for new elevators to the platform and a second exit on Lipton Street. Karen Campbell commutes downtown from the station every day.
The elevators are a good idea because there's so many stairs that it's a bit of a struggle for people going up and down them. If you ever have anything with you, like a suitcase, like if you're ever going to the airport or something like that, then it's a struggle. And I guess for mothers and older people, it's a struggle every day because they have to go at least down the stairs with their whatever stuff that they have with them. So the elevators would definitely be welcome.
New signs on the station will make it visible from Danforth Avenue. The TTC hope they will make the stop look less like a coffee shop. A new roof and public art are also part of the plans. They will take the total cost of the renovation to almost $21 million. Work is scheduled to start next year. The target for completion is 2 years from now, sometime in 2010.
Arriving at Pape Station.
Michael McKiernan, Centennial College Radio News.
The idea of having Canadian troops deployed to Afghanistan for longer periods of time has not been ruled out, according to Defense Minister Peter MacKay. Since the mission has been extended by 2 years, Canada is trying to meet new manpower demands. Currently, troops serve in 6-month rotations with 3 weeks of vacation. Retired General Lewis McKenzie said that they should consider staying for 9 months or even a year at a time. In international news, China for the first time has acknowledged that the Tibet protests are spreading outside of the region. Chinese officials have arrested 24 people in connection with the protests. According to CBCNews.ca, those arrested have been charged with endangering state security and other grave crimes. The Dalai Lama has said that he would meet with Chinese President Hu Jintao to discuss Tibet and the riots. That's it for the news. Now over to Ali Werbowetsky for a sports update.
Thanks, Catherine, and hi, everyone. All right, sports lovers, you'll fall head over heels for this one. In basketball, the Raptors got Chris Bosh back last night after a 10-game absence and absolutely crushed the Miami Heat. The score was an embarrassing 96-54 loss for Miami. But for Toronto, that 42-point lead was the largest ever in Raptors history. World figure skating duo Jessica Dubé and Bryce Davison won bronze in Sweden yesterday. But the two Canadians were disappointed with their finish, as it was obvious that their flawless performance deserved the gold medal. The German winners were sloppy and even fell side by side after a failed attempt at triple Saukows. The Leafs will still be 3 players short against Buffalo tomorrow night. Sandin Antropov and Kalviakovo are unsure when they'll be able to return to the ice. Antropov admitted yesterday that knee surgery might be in his near future, but said that it's not a big deal and it would only be a minor surgery. Sundin may return this weekend. In local college basketball, the Centennial Colts men's team beat the Seneca Sting 68-61 in overtime. The last-second shot by guard Craig Nelson tied the game. Gord Anderson reports.
It was a repeat of their previous game when they lost 68-62 to Cambrian. They turned the ball over, their shooting was cold, and they lacked energy. Head coach Chris Smolin was happy with the win, but said it was ugly.
It's what you call an ugly win, but you know what I mean? I'd prefer to be on the side with win at the end than an ugly loss. You know, in the end, really, Seneca came out, they played us real hard, and we pulled out the win. And sometimes, you know, what you're looking for is that W, and it doesn't matter how you get it.
Overall, Smolin thought the game was a team builder. He says he liked the way the Colts competed in the second half to get the win.
I thought it was a character game for our guys. Nothing was really dropping for us. We didn't have a lot of energy all game, and to be able to come back and pull it out the way we did, I'm really excited about how the guys played down the stretch.
Craig Nelson sunk the tying basket. He had spent a week in bed with the flu. He scored 2 points in the first half, but rebounded to get 11 in the second. Smolin knew that Nelson was in a groove, and the coach says he wanted to run the last second shot through his guard.
Craig was hot for us, and so what we wanted to do was run a screen to free him up and get him that shot from the corner. So it kind of worked out. Craig got the open look, and he was able to knock it down.
With the overtime win, the Colts improved to 11-2, their first in the Eastern Conference. Next for the Colts is a Tuesday night game against George Brown College. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
And that's all from the world of sports. Now here's Kinga giving us the 411 on those crazy celebrities with entertainment.
Thanks, Allie. Speaking of crazy, the girl made famous by Elliot Spitzer's sex scandal might be crazier than anyone thought, like Girls Gone Wild crazy. The Palm Beach Post reports that in 2003, Dupree hopped onto a table and launched into a raunchy strip tease in the middle of a hotel lobby full of boys. It was all caught on tape. Dupree says it was all fun and games. Apparently looking like a hoochie is fun. Fans can now see Pink Floyd at Brampton's Planetarium, just without the actual band. The Rose Theater's unique laser show has a video effects and some pyrotechnics to make it a real psychedelic experience. It shows clips of Pink Floyd throughout the show, but producers say they tried to interpret the band in their own way. The Planetarium is also bringing in the science and physics department so the audience can learn how lasers work. Unfortunately, we don't need no education. And how much do you pony up for your cup of joe? You'd be paying quite a bit if you're anything like the man in this next story. We look into a Toronto man's caffeine addiction and find out how coffee burns his tongue and his wallet. Ryan Sang reports.
It's the sound of steaming milk that many hear every day. Starbucks is known for their specialty coffees and high-quality beans, but they're also known for their high price point. Sebastian Gutierrez is 20 years old and a frequent Starbucks customer. He likes the location at Yonge and College. Gutierrez gets a tall Americano twice a day. He likes it black.
Every day after work and sometimes in the mornings.
What are you taking your Americano?
Nothing. Just black. No milk, no sugar.
An Americano is espresso with hot water. It has the same amount of caffeine to coffee, but a different flavor. Like most coffee, it's an acquired taste. It's also a specialty drink, so it takes longer to make. This afternoon, there are 6 people working behind the counter and 3 customers waiting ahead of us. The cashier finally takes his order. From the time his order is called out, it takes just under 2 minutes for the barista to hand Gutierrez his drink. A tall size costs $2.26. That's with taxes. That means he spends about $20 a week and over $1,000 a year for his caffeine fix. Gutierrez thinks it's worth it.
I think Starbucks has the best quality of coffee as opposed to Tim Hortons or a Second Cup, and the atmosphere in the store is really nice. You're able to sit, have a conversation. There's soothing music, and the staff are usually really friendly and inviting.
Over 80% of Canadian adults drink coffee occasionally. 60% drink it on a daily basis. This makes coffee the number one beverage in Canada. Gutierrez thinks there's more to Starbucks beyond what's in his cup. It's the experience.
In the afternoons, I might sit down, enjoy the scenery, people watch, or sometimes just have a conversation with a friend.
A recent study found that Canadians spend about $5 billion a year going to coffee shops. This figure includes spending on coffee, donuts, and sandwiches. Gutierrez sticks to his coffee. He's already had one cup to go this morning and will stay for a while this afternoon. He'll do it all over again tomorrow. Ryan Sang, Centennial College Radio News.
And back to Catherine for a final word. This is Kinga Jacob with Entertainment, Centennial College News.
Thanks, Kinga. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.